Sorry, man. I was working on something. You gotta give me a heads up that we're going. You were just looking at me, and I looked at the clock. I was like, man, it's 7:40 after the hour here. Gotta get rolling. How long was the music going?
And you're acting like this is my fault.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey,
yes.
You be careful, or he's gonna give you like WrestleMania 3 next week.
Oh, no, not the Pontiac Silverdome 93,000 plus, Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Macho Man Savage. Oh, that was a big one.
Okay, point proven. Sorry, I was working on cutting up the audio that we're going to play for you at 525, which is National Pundit, with really some positive buzz and some positive vibes about 2017 K-State football. We'll give that to you next segment. We've also got Mitch's Jabroni of the Week coming up at the end of the hour at 5:50, and a little more Royals squeezed in between there as well. As always, you can tweet the show at the game KMAN if you have questions or comments. We're going to be joined by Rex Huther here in just a moment. We saw on Twitter just a few minutes ago a picture of him with Alex Rodriguez hanging out in the dugout. The caption was the best part. It said 752 home runs
between
the two. Yeah, in one picture. Let's look at how many home runs do you think Rex Huther had in his career?
I'm going to go with 47. 47.
47?
Yeah.
I'll take the over. How about you just I'll take the over. I'll go Price is Right. I'll go 48.
Okay.
Rex Huther in his big league career had 56 home runs.
I think that's a pretty good guess on my part.
No, it was. I mean, you were in the ballpark. No pun intended. You were in the ballpark there. Okay. But for whatever reason, I had 50 stuck in my mind. I was like, I feel like Rex Huther probably had around 50 home runs. In his career, he only had one season with double-figure home runs. That was 1996 when he had 16.
Because he had a very long career.
Yeah, he did. His major league debut was in 84, and his last season was in 1998. So hopefully he can give us a positive spin on the Royals. I mean, things have been trending in the right direction as far as positivity is concerned, but they did lose last night to the Yankees, and one of the big nemesis is for the Royals, CC Sabathia, getting his 20th win against Kansas City. We are joined now by Rex Huther from Fox Sports Kansas City. You see him on the Royals TV broadcast every night. We were just talking about this, Hud, but we saw a picture of you on Twitter chatting it up with A-Rod in the dugout. How'd that conversation go? What'd you guys talk about?
Oh, fellas, where you been? Look, I haven't heard from you guys all year. Spring training or not, I know K-State rock, and I know all about the greatness of that. Matter of fact, I don't love to run trends on your sidelines catching your pig hide. Can't believe that in front of all those rabid fans. But look, guys, baseball is fun. Our ball club is coming around, but I can tell you that my friend Alex Rodriguez asked me, Hud, tell me about your Royals. And I said, wow. What a compliment, Alex. Thank you for saying your Royals, because they're not mine. They're the entire Midwest, and they reach much further than the Midwest, too. But I give you an idea about them. And so I want to be able to sell to him our team and give him some of the fun stuff, the defensive ability of every guy on our field. Now our right fielder's young, and he's not, Paulo. He's not, what we're used to in right. But you look at every other position. Lokane, I told Alex, I said, Alex, Lokane reminds me of Devon White. If you guys remember, Devon White played center field for the Blue Jays, played center field for the Angels, and he won 7 gold gloves as a center fielder. He would glide the balls. I said, Lokane is the same fielder. He doesn't have a goal because Pilar and Kiermaier are taking those gloves. And he's a gold glove candidate. And then when I got to left field, I was like, man, really? Alex is playing the best left field I've ever seen in my 21 years of playing and now 18 add-on as a broadcaster. Darren Erstad, I love Ersty. Ersty was a gold glover in center and won it first. He did something no one else could do, win one in the at first and center. He was fantastic. And maybe it's the center field or it's the Nebraska roots. Those two have Erstad and Gordon, but Gordon's defense moves his defensive ability, his arm. Salvi speaks for itself. He's a young Pudge Rodriguez. It's bigger and stronger and maybe even better than Pudge. Escobar's a gold glove shortstop. He's playing the best shortstop I've seen in a long time right now at this moment. Merrifield's a baseball player. He's a little unproven, but he looks good. He's got some great signs. And Eric Hosmer is a Don Mattingly 10-year Gold Glover potential. And then so what's left? Let's talk about the pitching. And your guy tomorrow is Danny Duffy. Alex, and here I am. I'm talking to Alex already. Alex, Danny Duffy is the heart and soul of this ball club, him and Alex Gordon and Salvi. Okay, Haas. All right, there's a few guys. There's two of our main chips. But to be able to share how Duffy has matured, how he's emotionally matured and now is a big-time, big-league pitcher, it's really nice to see how he's pulled that all around. And besides that, he throws three pitches out of the slide step that make him a very difficult for timing for a hitter's purposes to try to square up his baseball. Three-pitch mix, pitches to the defense, and if you pitch for the Royals, you're going to pitch to the defense because that defense is special. When we mentioned all that gold we got around the infield and outfield, Hamill is trying to pitch to it, but they're hitting it over it. But he's trying. But the rest of them, Vargas, tonight, watch the Dr. Vargas scalpel up to both sides of the plate and pitch that defense. Okay, that's in a summary what I was sharing with A-Rod.
Well, see, I wondered, Hud, since he has embarked now on a broadcasting career, I wondered if you were giving him some tips of the trade as far as that was concerned.
Well, you know, he did ask me about the monitor. You know, do you watch the monitor or do you watch the field? And I told him my job as a color analyst is to get the replay ready to go. Ryan Fisiak, my play-by-play partner, gets the call off the bat. And my job is to formulate the replay. So I'm going to watch the field. I'm going to see the backup. I'm going to see the guy pick the ball up off the wall. Is the cutoff man in the right place? And then before it comes on and the viewer sees the replay, I'm going to break down and tell you before you see it what to look for. So now you as a listener and those who do listen to the games and not just watch it, they listen. They're going to watch for the way this guy picks up the ball. Watch him, Lorenzo, how he picks up the ball off the outfield wall. Doesn't take a crow hop. That takes time, but he throws it into the cutoff man as quickly as possible. That's my job. Now, we're trained to talk about what's on the monitor. So with you at home are watching on the monitor, you're watching this, and now if I'm looking out on the field and not talking about what you're seeing, then that's not working. So I have to be able to do a mixture of both. So I told him a little of both. When the ball's in play, watch the field. But then once you get back to it, you know, and then use that talk back button to talk to the director. The director, he locates all the cameras. And there's 8 or 10 cameras, and I'm going to tell him what I want to see. So he's going to go ahead and tell his guys, his cameraman, where to shoot so I can describe it. That's how it works.
Rex, I did want to ask you a little bit about Jason Vargas this year. I mean, to me, but, you know, I don't have near the expertise that you do, it doesn't seem like his velocity is all that much different. It doesn't seem like, you know, he's not throwing different pitches than he was the rest of his career. What is the biggest change for him that's allowed him to be so successful?
Well, I'm going to tell you that one of the things, and you have to have the natural gift, and, you know, when your guy like Vargas got 10 years in, you know, you already have the gift and you know how to pitch. But you have to take care of yourself. You have to be in great shape. And Vargas, that year off, he wasn't just sitting around eating bonbons and watching movies. He was working out. I even saw him last year before they let him pitch in September. I said, man, Vargas, look at you, man. You are chiseled. And he just smiled. He's telling himself, I'm not done. I want to be like Jamie Moyer. I want to pitch till I'm 50. So in order to do that, you have to have condition. His condition is perfect. And now he put that together with the knowledge he has gained on how to locate, how to scalpel the corners, keep the ball out of the middle of the plate. Then that's what you're seeing. And it's not about velocity. Pitching is what they say. Pitching, not throwing. You see a lot of throwers. He can pitch. He knows how to change speed. Just like Duffy's learning and still learning, and we all are for that matter. I'm learning how to broadcast too. And so he's able to mix in the changeup and his breaking ball and that fastball at 86, 87. Really? I mean, you would think that's BP. It is if you locate it in the middle of the plate.
Talking with Rex.
Learned how, yeah, and then I love his tempo. Keep the tempo. Get up there and pitch the ball within 15 seconds. If you do that, then your defense is in with you. And then when you have that one with defense, one and one, and you happen to hit your spot, you're going to win that particular game, and that's what we've been seeing.
Talking here with Rex Sudler from Fox Sports Kansas City. You know, things have been better here recently. I know the four-game losing skid was, or the four-game winning streak was snapped last night. They had won 6 of 8 before that as well. But just with the rough start to the season, starting 10-20, what kind of a vibe did you get from these guys? I mean, was it difficult for them to stay positive?
Oh, you know what? No, because they're not young anymore. You mature quickly in this game. You know, they're older than they're 27, 28, 29 years old. And where they've been, top of the mountain 2 years in a row, and the whole world watching them, these guys are veterans. They know what they can do. Now, they understood that the offense, they wasn't scoring any runs because everybody was on their own program saying, watch me, I can hit homers. Well, that didn't work, and that's not working. So they're you can see them hunting their pitch a lot better now. They're starting to find their DNA. And, you know, they all want to have value at the end of the season or even before, so somebody would want them, and they can make a big money and a big paycheck because they're all human beings, too, like all of us, a fantasy world people. But in order for your stock to rise and you to have value, you must win as a team. And when you win as a team, your value climbs. Even if you're a bootleg player like I was or somebody who didn't get a chance to play, being on a winning team increases your value because people out there, teams out there, want players who have been there and done it.
Before I let you go, Rex, I always like to ask you to end this. Who's driving the bus tonight for the Royals?
You know what? Did you guys watch the game last night by chance?
Saw some of it.
Yeah, not the whole thing, some.
I mean, we...
Alex, did you see the two hits he got? Did you see the swings he took?
Pretty good hacks.
They were fastballs from Steve Sabathia in on his hands, and he purposely tried to hit him to left field, and it was beautiful to see him trying to make that adjustment. I'm going to say tonight, Alex Gordon drives the bus.
I like that. That would be a very welcome sight to see. Rex, always enjoy talking with you. Thank you so much for the time, as always, and enjoy the broadcast tonight.
Oh, man, you know, thanks for letting me share with your great fans there in Manhattan. I miss you guys. Call me whenever you need.
Absolutely. There's Rex Sudler from Fox Sports Kansas City with us. Appreciate his time, as always. Man, it's like always the pep talk you need. Always the pep talk you need about the Royals. Coming up here in Hour 2 of the show, we have Mitch's Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. But when we come back, it's another way that we have found that we can tell the national expectations are pretty high for K-State football in 2017. You're listening to The Game.